is La Paloma the Pirate, and I'm here with Davy Jones, and we're interviewing three members of the band Jesus Licks from London. So if the three of you could introduce yourselves and tell us what instruments you play, if you sing or whatnot.
I'm Dominique, and I sing and play the flute and ukulele banjo.
I'm Danny, and I play the guitar. I'm Nick, and I play the banjo.
Together.
Been together for 4 years.
4 years. Great.
Why did you choose the name Jesus Licks?
it's from toilet wall graffiti in a pub near to us, the Foundry pub. And then we just needed a name quite quickly, and it's a shortened lens of the, should I say this now? The whole thing is Jesus Licks Rectums in Space, but we thought for diplomacy we'd shorten it, basically.
So,
we haven't been cut off.
And your genre of music is experimental folk, which I absolutely love. So what inspires you most about this genre? Because it's a little old, it's a little new.
I quite like the old and new. That's quite good. I suppose there's a lot of stuff going on. Also, we really started playing the instruments we had. Mm-hmm. And I had a guitar that I've had since I was 16, and Nick had a banjo, and Tom had a voice. So we did open quite nights first, which was kind of acoustic and a bit folky, and that was a way of getting to play straight away, kind of thing. So we didn't build up to, we just kind of played, and after the first week of playing, we went straight to an open mic and played without rehearsing much. But they liked us, so it was for some reason. They were all drunk. I remember being a particularly raucous night.
Yeah, I think and also we kind of have quite a strong melody base in our songs. Mm-hmm. Which happens quite it's just kind of a natural lean for us, and I suppose that kind of, because of that and the instruments that we play, it's just kind of naturally fits into that genre, and we don't, you know, we've never really aimed to do that, but it just happens to do that, you know, fit into that genre, which is quite lucky as well, because there's quite a big scene around that seems to be happening at the moment as well.
Right. I mean, naturally it falls into place. Though, you know, I hear that it sounds very rootsy and at the same time very fresh. You know, so I always try to figure out how you all would strike that balance.
Yeah, well, I think we sort of really always sort of try and work out the sounds of stuff. I mean, at the moment, just before we did this interview, Danny's got a delay pedal that we were just experimenting with, and we're always sort of trying to work out the sound of stuff. And whenever we sort of make a song, that we kind of work out how we want the song to feel, you know, whether it's a bit, you know, sort of airy or a bit harder or whatever. And we always sort of think about that before we go ahead and make a song. So we really consider the whole sound of a song and how, you know, what quirks we can add to it, and, you know, how we can really think of it in a complete way, really.
And also, we kind of listen to music we listen to is quite, we listen to a lot of modern, like, pop music and R&B type stuff, and we listen to old music as well, so we have all those elements in music we listen to. But then, yes, first thing, song we ever played was TLC's No Scrubs, and we just sort of have acoustic instruments, so I guess you're going to end up with some sort of timeless old new qualities. You're doing that. We're sort of playing fairly simple. It's got more complex over the years, but start off with fairly simple music, really lots of it was in G because the open tuning of the banjo, and the harmonics thus produced is, of course, very timeless, but our background's really pop music.
Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of leads into our next question. What have you all been listening to lately?
I'm addicted to Alistair Roberts at the moment. I don't know. I celebrated Burns Night on Thursday. I listened to lots of his music. He's a Scottish musician, and he had his new album out on Monday, which I'm really enjoying.
Wow!
So it's very, very good. And I got into the album he did with Will Alden, and I was listening to that for ages. And then I bought on his other one. So I'm slightly addicted to that. I don't know, some early Graham Coxon I've been addicted to over Christmas.
Ah, Graham Coxon.
I got
really
into listening to Heath and Mary Chain as well, which I haven't done for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, me too. You know, they're
sort of getting Christmassy, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're getting back together to play the Coachella Festival over here, so I'm very excited.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a little drive for us, and it's kind of expensive, but
yeah,
you know, we're going to make an effort to be there.
We saw them the day before they broke up.
You saw them that day?
Yeah, they
that was a terrible gig, wasn't it?
Well, the day before they broke up, so we saw their last good gig.
Okay, well done.
they played San Diego the night before, and that's where we saw them. Out at a large street festival.
Yeah.
And
one of them walked off the next night, didn't they?
That's right.
That's right.
And that's it. I saw the Jesus and Mary Chain in 1986.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And as I was going in to Bradford Alhambra, I think, this woman got a hold of my arm and was talking to me about God and how bad it would be if I went in there. She wouldn't let me go in. I was only about 15.
And now you're in a pub group called Jesus Link.
That's so appropriate.
Anybody else?
I just had a bit of time to think, but the Baptist Generals is a band that I really like.
Ah.
I don't know if you're familiar with them.
No.
I think they're from Texas. So
Texas, yeah.
They're really great, actually. But you say no, I always found
them. Oh, kind of like Joanna Newsom. He's addicted. And
Bashti Bunyan,
and what else? And we've been listening to
Daniel Johnson. Like
looking at our record.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, all right.
But we've, yeah. Kate's always very good. Kate's not here. She's not. She always does a lot of grime, and she's very R&B. She's always giving us CDs, which is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate's mix CDs go on quite a lot, which I just have all sorts on. That's quite good.
Well, thank you.
There
are some wonderful pictures on your website. Could you tell me who did the artwork?
That's kind of me and Kate. Depending on which one they are between us.
Great. So now we're going to ask about a couple of your songs. Can you tell us about The Ascent of Tall Buildings?
Oh, The Ascent of Tall Buildings, yeah. Danny laid down the initial sort of thing that you did. I can't remember how you did it now, but...
I started using a program called Ableton Live instead of Pro Tools. It's all sounding very nerdy, but it's very good for looping things.
Uh-huh.
And so I started with the hand clap and the guitar bit, which is looped over and over again, but the loop's different length. So the clap comes in a different way. And then I was just playing the melodica over the top. And then Dom came round and sang, and then it was all quite a mess, and I got bored of it at that point, and Nick restructured it so that it sort of all works.
Yeah, Nick's got a mind that can do those things.
Hours and hours and hours. Whereas, again and again.
It's quite difficult, isn't it? To you've a million times, I think, to get it together. But yeah, the lyrics are kind of as the sort of song suggests, but it's kind of about buildings in New York and you know, Matthew Barney. Do you know the artist Matthew Barney? Yeah. And he's one of his trilogy pieces was set in the top of the Chrysler Building. And it's kind of about reoccurring nightmares that I have about going to the top of buildings and standing at the edges of them and just frightening myself by standing at the edges. So it's kind of about that. And the way King Kong obviously goes at the Empire State thing as well. So. Achievement in a flashbang, worship of the false god, the Empire State, the Chrysler, Matthew Barney, King Kong, are sent through modes, flipsters, handrails, of Nouveau style. Oh yeah, and I kind of wrote it when we were in the Baltic States, and we kind of went round. We just spent the whole time kind of going around churches and then, like, it's really popular going to church where everybody goes and all the churches are kind of a bit worn out.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought it was kind of a really nice idea that all these people were wearing out the building by praying a lot. But, yeah, it's sort of like kind of being on holiday and thinking about architecture and that kind of thing, really.
In your recurring nightmare, do you ever fall?
No.
Oh, well, that's
my
good.
My sister had a dream that my mum got blown off a cliff last night.
Oh,
so.
No. Oh man.
Have you found your mum?
Yeah, she's okay.
That's
just
good
tell
to
her
hear.
To stay away from cliffs.
Could you tell us a little bit about Dalek Chorus?
Dalek Chorus. Lyrically again, it's kind of based on the Doctor Who series that I don't know if you're familiar with as well.
Yes.
Had some people spoke to MySpace and told some people from other countries what it's all about as well, so we get asked this a bit. But and it's kind of the series that was on. It started up again recently, and it's kind of about the Dalek. Oh God, what's about this?
Dalek doesn't have a human name.
Yes, that's good. That's how you could put it. And I sort of like they have this thing, you know, that they're sort of like a species that are unified and they all think the same and do that. So we kind of had my voice singing. I sang it about 10 times. So I've just got, but did actually 10 takes as opposed to just layer copying and pasting the same layer. So it sounds like there's a uniform species.
The chorus of Daleks.
Yeah.
Ah, wow. I see.
Again, it was, I think the music was mostly Nick and Dom playing for a very long time and a heavy editing job by Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Very good at. And I just added a bit of guitar and the funny spacey noises. Which was with you though.
Oh, very good. We've been enjoying it.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, good.
Has at times acted as an outlet for social commentary. What would you like to see change in the world in the next few years? I know that's a big question.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, quite a lot, I think.
Everything.
I think a sort of gentler, more medieval world, I think. Sort of, all really want to retire and play our guitars and grow vegetables and have a nice time and be merry and so on. But there's all these pressures of the modern world, which I think fewer and fewer people are enjoying, and it's also damaging so many things. And causing so much misery that was fairly bonkers, really. So, yes, I think, yes, withdraw from it, I think.
Yeah, make music in your bedroom.
Make music in your bedrooms and your boats, and, yes, that's the time. More people do think about the better. But, no, there isn't very much social commentary in our song.
Could you tell us why you think that people aren't enjoying things these days?
Of working too hard.
Mm-hmm.
In crap office jobs. rubbish office jobs.
I know the feeling.
in poor buildings with horrible air conditioning and, yeah.
I'm not going to say anything in case my boss hears this.
Saving away to make other people rich, really.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Keep their own supermarkets, restaurant chains, and
right.
office blocks.
Right.
Yeah, that's all a bit in the pond, really. So, yes, make radio stations and nice music. Everybody enjoys that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, here's an easier question. How have you spent your Sunday so far, and what's for supper tonight?
What are we doing tonight?
How have you spent your day?
Tonight we're going to go out to a stolen recording night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a band called Screaming Tea Party having an EP launch.
Cool.
And hopefully if we get there soon, you can see Spin Master Plantbot doing his
crazy rapping
without any backing. some other good sax, I think. Jimmy Rivers is playing. Jimmy Rivers are playing. So we're all heading over there after this.
Great, great. What's for supper?
Oh, Nick cooked. I had lasagna.
Oh, lasagna.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That sounds so good.
It was quite good. I actually started at about, 2 o'clock.
So it must be very, very good lasagna made with lots of love.
He was just finishing when I arrived. So that's 4 hours of making lasagna.
I had lots of breaks in it.
Now, are you starting the pasta from scratch? Or
wow. Almost, yeah.
Bring the veggies.
I watched Ugly Betty on the television in between.
Yeah, that television's a wild creature.
That's a good way to waste your day.
I just hid on my boat all day until I came here. A friend came round. I recorded my guitar a bit. I sent some things I recorded to Nick and Dom on email. I don't think they listened to them.
we will do
though. Me and Dom did some recording as well. About half an hour, didn't we?
Yeah.
Since you mentioned television, what's your favorite show out there?
I don't know.
I really like David Attenborough, but I don't know. I don't know if you.
Yeah,
what,
I think you get that.
You get those.
I don't think
the late programs, but.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they're just really, really brilliant. The BBC do a series called Life on Earth and Blue Planet and things like that, and they're just really great wildlife programs.
Mm-hmm. We get some of those here.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Anyone else?
I don't actually have a television, but
that's great.
I'm just beginning to get into subscribing to things like podcasts. And I do buy stuff on DVD. So I watch my Jeeves and Wooster DVDs far too much. So I'm badly addicted to P.G. Wood's house. And, I got all the Doctor Who series on DVD. I do watch some television on my laptop, but not that much.
Well,
and I watch it at other people's houses. I kind of spend it occasionally. Sometimes shocks me. What goes on TV these days?
All right, well, we have one last question, or one last request, actually. Would each of you please give us your best pirate impression?
Okay.
Pirate.
Pirate.
Oh, pirate.
What are you going to do?
Shiver me timbers.
Plenty of whiskey and plenty of rum. Hold the man down. How's that?
That's wonderful.
Wow, very good.
Someday we're going to have this wonderful collection of pirate impressions, and we'll put them all together on an album. All right, anything else? You have one album and an EP that's available, so can you tell people where they can get them? I'm sure they can get them through your website or...
Yeah, the album Terrible Beauty is on Zopf Records, ZOPF, and you can get it off Zopf Records. There's a link on our website.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easy to search for Diva Flicks and they're there. And the EP's on Post Records, to do the vinyl. And again, there's a link from our website, and it's easiest just to book it through the website. It should all be available on iTunes and things like that soon, but right now.
Great.
If you just look on MySpace as well, all the links are there, mm-hmm. there as well. MySpace.com and
/.
Deepest look. You can get everything through there.
All right. Well, thank you all so much. It was so wonderful to chat with you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Achievement in a flash, bang, worship of a false god.